love hanging the ornaments on the tree because of all the memories they have. It's so much fun to have them, to remember them every year. Let's see what we have here. Oh, yes. I remember this all right. One of my sorority sisters gave this to me after we partied all week for spring break at Padre Island. Boy, that was so much fun, what I can remember of it. And that's really what Christmas is all about, having parties and celebrations with your friends. Oh, okay, what's next? Oh, this one. Isn't that precious? My son made it for me when he was only 4. It's so special. Of course, he wasn't real happy that Christmas, but this is really what Christmas is all about, the children. Okay, you stay there. And, oh, what else do we have here? Oh, yes. This one from my great-great-Aunt Martha. A skiing Santa made out of bread dough. Oh, it doesn't really quite go with the rest of my ornaments. And I still remember the year my mother said, you know, this has been hanging on somebody's tree for years, and Becky, now it's your turn. But because I do believe in families and tradition, I will put them on my tree because that's what Christmas is all about, right? Family traditions. There you go. Okay. Oh, this one is my favorite. Cost $100. It's 14 karat gold. I mean, isn't that beautiful? I hope I get some gold this Christmas. Yeah, this looks beautiful on the tree. And you know what? That's really what Christmas is all about. Gold and glitter and expensive gifts. That's what makes Christmas, Christmas. Get up there. Okay. Oh, what's the next one? Oh, yes. The dove, the symbol of peace. Oh, boy, we just need world peace and harmony, don't we? Oh, when I see this, I think I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. Oh, it's just too bad people can't get along, but that's really what Christmas is all about, world peace. Okay, and what else do we have? Oh, isn't she beautiful? The snow angel. I just love angels. You remember the angel in It's a Wonderful Life, Clarence? And every time you ring a bell, an angel is getting its wings. And snow angels are so special because they love snow and Christmas. And they fly around giving Christmas spirit to everybody. I read it on the internet. And that's what Christmas is really all about, angels. Okay, well, I think that pretty much, oh, there is one more in here. Oh, what is this? Kind of beat up. But, oh, yeah, baby Jesus. I remember Grandma. She was always saying, Jesus is the reason for the season, and he was born and lived and died to pay for my sins. Yeah, but not really a sinful person, and Christmas really isn't about this. It's about parties and trees and ornaments and family and traditions, and man, you just don't really fit with everything else up there, but well, I am a good person, and I do value family. So for Grandma, I'll put this up here, but You know what? I can really tell you this. You don't deserve to hang on a tree.
I don't think that anyone would argue with all we put ourselves through during Christmas, how easy it is to be led astray from its real meaning. What Becky demonstrated in the drama may be a funny caricature, but the truth is she might be more representative of what we truly are and how we truly feel during the Christmas, maybe more than we'd like to admit. We squeaked out an hour to attend church tonight, and we're feeling pretty good about it with all that's going on. But what happens afterwards? We'll be right back at it after the blessing, hitting the next party on the schedule, watching the kids play with their newest toys, celebrating with old traditions like eating traditional foods that we grew up with our parents and grandparents. Ever had lutefisk before? That's one that I'd like to give up. Hoping for world peace in our world, yet contributing very little to undertake the steps necessary to make peace, even if it's just to the members of our community. Yes, this is precisely what Jesus came to bring. Not only peace on earth and goodwill toward men, but peace between man and God. One problem. In order for us to gain peace with God, there's this little thing called sin. We got it. And on our own, we can't get rid of it. In order for us to gain the peace we need to stand before God's presence, our sin has to be removed from us. And that payment is just way too big. The payment, the penalty for sin is death. And that's what this little child from Bethlehem came to do. Oh, Becky had it exactly right. Jesus didn't deserve to hang on a tree. And he didn't hang there simply to ornament a tree, but as a sacrifice for sin. All sin, yours and mine. And there he nailed our sin to the cross forever. The truth is, heaven has now been opened up to us through this little baby child who gave his life for us. And the truth is, Jesus loved a good party. You might remember the wedding of Cana, where he made many jars of wine. He loved children, we all know that, and he imparted gifts all the time, gifts of forgiveness and life and salvation, not just for kids, but for all people. Jesus wasn't opposed to traditions, except when they replaced the things that were really important to God. And Jesus certainly wanted to bring peace to the world, a peace the world would never fully understand until it stands beside Jesus, before God, our righteous judge. And there we hear our Lord testify that we belong to him. Then we will know true peace as he welcomes us into the courts of heaven. No, Jesus didn't deserve to hang on a tree, but aren't you glad he did? He did it so that you and I might live. And that's a reason to be truly thankful during the Christmas season and to wish one another a Merry Christmas. So would you do that right now to those that are right around you? Wish a Merry Christmas. You don't have to get up, just